Jesse Allen catching up now with Ryan Moe of Stone X. Ryan, as we take a look here at the grain trade today, soybeans, the soy complex, and wheat futures leading us to the upside here, green across the screen. And it seems like that weather forecast for the Western Corn Belt, that hot, dry forecast, is really starting to come into focus here and seems to be the big driver in our grain markets. Would you agree with that? What are you seeing today?
Surprised. Today, talking offline there, we were talking about the rains in the east that were forecast going home on Friday. They materialized, and some very key parts of the Corn Belt in Indiana, they got anywhere from a half inch to 4 inches of rain, which was desperately needed in some of those areas. I figured last night when the market opened that they would be feasting on that and we'd be significantly lower here this morning. So seeing beans up 45 cents is a pretty significant shock to me, and a corn double digit higher number two as well. That's shocking, but it must be all about that heat that's in the forecast.
Well, I know as well, looking at the outside markets here, getting some support, crude oil's pushing back above $100 a barrel here today. Ryan, equities, maybe some expectations of a less aggressive rate hike by the Fed, although that still remains to be seen. But overall, it feels like the outside market's very supportive here today rather than being a headwind in the grains.
Yeah, and whether the Fed hikes a full point or three quarters of a point here and in the upcoming meeting, that's still a very aggressive move by the Fed, but it's momentum that we will take here in the commodity space. $100 crude oil again, with crude oil being up $4 today. That is most certainly adding support into the rest of the commodity complex. And the U.S. dollar is just a touch weaker here this morning as well. So there's those large macro fundamentals that are providing support to the marketplace, which in the past few weeks, they have not been supportive of the marketplace. So it's good to go ahead and get some back of what they've taken from us.
And really, you know, as we talk weather and we talk the outside markets, Ryan, it's really felt like a push-pull here the last couple of weeks between those two forces in our market trade. And it feels like it's probably going to continue that way here as we move forward the next couple of weeks ahead. Does that feel like the case to you?
It does feel like the case, but before people get too enthused about the bullish case here, I want to remind people that last year we were drier than we are at this time right now. And a big part of our corn crop and soybean crop was made when rain started falling in the last few days of July. So even if we are dry going into the end of July, there can be time for this crop to be a strong crop yet.
And that's Comments with Ryan Moe of Stone X in for Arlen Suderman here today. Coming up on this afternoon's Market Talk, we're going to have a conversation with Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Marketing, get his thoughts on today's market action and the rally here in the grains to start the week. We'll also take a look at weather with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien, and we're going to talk about corn disease detection and prevention and how scouting may not be enough sometimes. Kim Tudor with BASF will join us coming up here on this afternoon's program as well. That's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, July 18th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.